Today's daf Masechet Chulin is daf Kuf Zayin, and we are holding on Omer of Papa, which is six lines down from the top. Omer of Papa, Hai Arita de Galoy Eindot Mimenu Yadayim. Now, of course, we've been in the middle of the dinim of Netilat Yadayim. So far, we've discussed the Bekor of Netilat Yadayim, and we've discussed what point on the hand you have to do Netilat Yadayim, and we've discussed also the special halacha of Netilat Yadayim, which bothers you from Netilat Yadayim for the Seudah throughout the day. But we haven't really defined a lot of issues, such as, particularly, what kind of water would be kosher for Netila. We spoke about water that is Nifsal, the amount of water we haven't discussed, the type of kos we haven't discussed. We discussed Tfilat Yadayim, but we didn't discuss the limitations on Tfilat Yadayim. Would you need to have our volume sar or not that we mentioned yesterday? Could be Tosus raises both possibilities. Rashi assumes you need our volume sar, but today we're going to get more into that. And we have not discussed whether there's a specific act of Netila that's required. So that, you know, if something is spilling by itself or it's in a shower, you put your hands under the shower, whether that would be kosher. All of these issues still up in the air. And today we are going to look at this. And in order to get a lot of things together at once, Rav Papa came up with a brilliant case, fantastic, that includes like five or six different issues all in one case. So here, what their standard for irrigation was, they have an irrigation ditch, we go throughout the entire field, and they have a guy standing next to the spring, and he would fill a bucket, and he would pour the bucket into the irrigation ditch. Now, this raises a bunch of issues. Okay, what is the water in the irrigation ditch? Assuming that the ditch is sealed on the other side, it doesn't just run out. And if it's sealed on the other side, if it just runs out, there's no way that that water is going to be kosher for mikvah water. But suppose that water stays in the ditch and just gradually drains through the sides.
Now, it's like a pool before it drains out?
Yeah, pools. It could stay there all day. You know. So now the question is like this. The original bucket that is pouring, at the time that it's pouring, is coming from what's known as koach gavra. Human power.
Koach
gavra. Right. So that's using an individual's power. Okay, that's issue number one. The water that's in the channel is clearly Mayim She'uvim because it was once inside of a kli. Issue number two is Mayim She'uvim kosher for Tfilas Yadayim. Should you need Mayim that would be kosher for Tfilas Yadayim? But this is also Mayim She'uvim She'nim She'uvim. Third issue. Nimshu means that it's flown. Once my children flows, then it becomes kosher under certain circumstances for filling a mikvah. That's where we make all of our mikvahs. We have a meshicha area, not a shaka. No. Hamshacha. Completely different issue. Then we have another question, and that is the shiur, as I mentioned before, the shiur that's required. Do you have our bayim saw one time inside? Then we have another issue, and that is koach kocho, where even when something was poured initially by a person, or for that matter, interestingly enough, we had this issue before in terms of murder.
Murder,
yes, very interesting. If you want to get away with murder, the thing to do is to place your victim on the tracks before the train is coming. Right. Now, if the train is actually there, it makes no difference whether you tie the victim down in front of the train or you push the train over the victim. That really works both directions. In this case, the release of potential energy is the equivalent of actually pouring. It doesn't make any difference whether you do the release. You can open up the dam on the guy. Now, if you open up the dam and he's right under the dam, then it becomes your chayach that is drowned right away. Then you're chayach. Then you won't get away with murder. There are easier ways to get away with murder. Just don't be Makabel Hasra. But we won't talk about that. But if the guy is some ways down the channel and you open up the water, so that by the time the water drowns him, it's already being gravitationally pulled. It's not your chaos. Who me exactly? And then, that issue, of course, is raised here. So where you're right up front next to the guy who's pouring the water, it's still under the influence of the energy that he has invested in pouring that water. But as it goes down, it becomes koach kocho, and at that point, it's no longer koach gavra. All of these issues Rav Papa raised, but he also got a really cute additional one, by putting a hole in the bucket.
Dear Liza.
Yes. So, when there is a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, what happens is that the flow of the water from the back of the bucket, which is basically flowing into the spring out of which it pulls the bucket, connects the water in the bucket to the spring, which is then kin'ah. So then we get into the question of whether Nitzuk is Chibur in terms of Ashraka or not. And it is a very, very rich kind of situation that he's created for us here. And all of these questions we're going to deal with. So now, Hai Arita de Daloy. So the Arita is the Daloy, means a Dali, of course, or a somebody who's got the full of Dali. And he puts it into an Arita, which in Aramaic is similar to Lashon Yor in Hebrew. Has the same letters even. Ein notlin minot liyadayim. You cannot do netilat yadayim. Now you would think, well, we can't do netilat yadayim, but couldn't I do tefilat yadayim? I mean, if I just stick my hands into the channel, they're going to be covered with water. That's no good, apparently. We have to decide why. But you can't even use it for netilat yadayim. Why? Because unless you're right up by the near where the guy is pouring, it's loati mikoa gavra. It's not coming directly from his koach. The imikra v'gabi duloi. If you're close up to him, then when he pours, the water that is still being poured and therefore has the energy that he poured it with, that is called mikoa gavra. So then, if he's mikra v'gabi duloi, if he's next to the guy who's pouring, tikaotu mikoa gavra, you'd be allowed to put your hands in there while he pours the water over your hands, so to speak, and then notli mimyanu. Now the question is, why in this case would you not be able to just do tefillat yadayim? Because it's filled. Now there's two lashonas. Rashi learns kin to tefillat yadayim because the problem over here is you've got don't have Arba Yimsah. Now what does Arba Yimsah have to do with it? As even if you had Arba Yimsah, it would be Mayim Sheuvim. Now this leads us into the Shita. Those Rishonim hold that Mayim Sheuvim are Ksherim for the Tefillas Yadayim. And that also is a question whether you need Arba Yimsah in the other direction. Because Rashi is assuming you do need Arba Yimsah, so he learned the Paskev of Bira yesterday, would have to be talking about whether it was Arba Yimsah. Tosfos learns you don't need Arba Yimsah for Tefillas, because maybe they were in Geyser when they changed. Remember, the Iker didn't have a mikveh as a revias. So if you have a revias, something that fits in a revias is still kosher. Arba Yimsah is only for tefillas adam. That's the sheer of what it takes to get your body under the water. So maybe that became. But if you were taking a fork or something, which is the case, sinorio so machati, if you're taking something small, you would be able to be tefillin in something small. They were mavato that then. But Tosfos, but for netilat yadayim, tefillat yadayim, maybe that still stands. According to Tosfos, the problem would be Arba Yimsah, the problem would be shuvim. According to Rashi, apparently, there's no problem of shuvim. Now, it's not clear whether that's because there's no problem of shuvim because Bechalal, there's no problem of shuvim for Nitzilat Yadayim, or because these were shuvim that were nimshaku in the Tzinor, and because of that, there's no problem of the shuvim for Nitzilat Yadayim, even though it's happening in Starik with water that was already there. These are complex deposits. I'm just pointing out to you, there's a lot of things that Rav Papa managed to include in this little case. So, Ibezia Dula Bekonis Mashka. If there is a hole, and this is another important point, what's the size of the hole? The size of the hole is Kones Mashka. Now that is next to the smallest hole that we consider Lahaloka in terms of Tumah V'Tayim Dinim of Mikvos. And the issue of Kones Mashka is the question of surface tension. So if you have water inside of a container, then the amount of control in the water that surface tension presents is more limited because you have the weight of the water that's above you on the kli, which breaks the surface tension and lets the water drip out. On the other hand, when you have a kli that doesn't have anything in it, and the question is, will water seep into it from underneath? There, of course, the surface tension is much more likely to prevent water from seeping in because it's got a film on the bottom, so to speak, molecular film. Surface tension is in all directions. So over there, you're going to need a larger hole in order to allow water to seep in. Right. And that's Konitz Mashka. That's a hole that will allow water to seep in. And over there, it's enough to allow, in this case, not a Hashaka, which was the word that Rebruven was using, because Hashaka, of course, Hashaka's Hamikva requires a Shir Tishvacheres Hanod, which is a Hayat Ha'od that can be twisted, which is much, much larger than Kines Mashka, thousands of times larger than Kines Mashka. Over here, we're talking about chibur to a stream, not to a mikvah. In this case, what we have is a nitzuk, that is a connection to the stream behind you, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, you're putting your hands in the stream. The stream doesn't even require it by himself.
Because of the hole?
Because you have the water going in two directions at one time.
While he's pouring
out of one end, the water is peeing to the back. And it's flowing out into the... Mm-hmm. So, there it's all connected. So in that case, it would be actually all one. So it's Ziyadula B'Kodesh Mashka, Melef Layef, that connects now. It's as if it's connected. Your channel is connected through the Dli into the actual stream on the other side. And because of that, you could put your hands into the Yor, into the channel over here, and that would be sufficient. And you do not need a Yeruv Mikvaot over here, because we're dealing with Mikvaot, so you don't need Shvafer HaTanot, we're dealing with connection for Tfilas Yadayim to a stream. Because it's not a thin of tefillah by Yadayim. There's various thin that would make along as we saw before. So because of that, this is sufficient to be Bailiff life. That's our rationale. It's not tefillah gemurah.
Sorry, for our purposes of eating bread, is it equal to washing tefillah or tefillah? Is there any difference?
No difference. So not even a difference in the bracha. Halakhah l'maaseh, not even in the bracha. It's make the same bracha.
Even though you're titling.
Those that are old, they bring with Lalok, we make Nadilus Yadayim, even on Tfilas Yadayim.
Procedure is the same? No,
it's very not the same.
But
put your hands in. No. Because you don't, there's no din of the. Remember, the two is only because of the chashash that water of less than Revias will go on beyond your wrist and go back down. That's something to be Of course, for those people who are marked on Tfilas Kogufa, the Shema Bai, and so on and so forth, I assume that you would probably need 613 different
Tfilas Yadayim.
For Tfilas Yadayim?
Yeah.
If not, it will only have the level of Kedusha of Tfilas Yadayim. You wouldn't want to eat with that?
Nah.
All right. So then you could actually be Matzubata Yadayim as a kind of Tfilah and not Natila. Yomar Rava, you should know that there's another issue over here, and that is the bucket. Once it had a hole that size, it's another issue. You can't use the bucket for the tefillah tzedakah because the hole now makes the bucket
In
other words, when I'm telling you it's kosher for tefillah tzedakah, I mean it's only kosher tefillah tzedakah. I mean, you can't use this to do netilat yadayim because any kli, which is nikev b'kones mashka, ain't nothing in the middle of yadayim. Furthermore, says Rava, kli she'ein bo revi'it, ain't nothing in the middle of yadayim. If the kli doesn't contain revias of water, it's not kosher tefillas yadayim. What? Rava himself said not like that. Ve'amar Rava, kli she'ein machazik revi'it ein notam mimenu yadayim. It has to be large enough to hold a revias, but it didn't say anything about having a revias in it at the time. And that is why he used the word machazik. Ha machazik, afagav de letbe. So how can Rava contradict himself in this way? Is it that it actually has revias, or that it has the potential of holding revias? And it says the Gemara, there's two different situations. Halachad, halachrei. For one person, you need a revi'it. But for two people, you don't need a revi'it. But you need, remarkably, and I'll explain in a moment, but remarkably, you need a kli that could hold a revi'it, even for more than one person. And what is this based on? Tanya, may revi'it notun yadayim le'achad ve'afilu le'shnayim. If you have a revi'it, you can use that revi'it for more than one person. Now, this is called Tika'atu Mishiore Tara, water that is coming from leftover shiur that was initially set aside for Netilat Yadayim. So how does this work? Clearly, it doesn't make sense to say that it should work, that one person is Netil Yadav, leaves half a revi'it or a quarter of a revi'it in a cup, 5 minutes later, somebody else comes along and says, oh, looky, that guy washed from there. I'll just use the remainder of the water. Because he's coming now to wash. Therefore, it must mean, at a minimum, that the second guy is there to wash in line. Time is the Ramban. What does in line mean? I mean, what difference would it make whether he's 5 minutes later or he's right now? If he's picking up the cup, and he's an empty pool, he's picking up the cup, I think you have to bench a Gemalava. but it's okay. In Bala Nes Makir Benisor. As we walk along, like Mr. Magoo behind us. Yeah. Okay, so therefore, the next to the minimum situation would be that the original Atila is still going on. So in other words, the guy started to pour, and he didn't stop pouring. Comes along, another guy puts his hands under there. It's still kosher because it was one act of Atila. That's the next situation. The minimalist situation, no, I shouldn't say the minimalist. The third from the bottom situation is, it gets worse. The third from the bottom situation is that Shiore Taira, or Revias for two people, only applies if both people's hands were under the water at the same time, and a third person is pouring on everybody. So now that water is kosher for all these Yadai, even though clearly they're not all coming. There's got to be a lot of wasted water that's spilling off on the side and so on. It's one Atila. One Atila helps for a lot of people.
One Revias?
Even though it's one Revias, it's one act of Atila, but it's at the same time.
Yet.
Correct. So then in the Natil, the minimalist situation is incredibly, I mean, you take this Gemara, the Vezishit of the Rishayim, and we're supposed to be machmer like this, really, if it's possible, but be a relachol. Sometimes the Gro also held this. So, and that is, you always need a Revias for everybody.
Of water.
Yes. It says you don't need a Revias. That only needs a Revias at one time. In other words, no matter how many people bring Neitel, you're going to end up requiring a Revias for each one of those individuals. But the difference is, it doesn't have to be in the kos. So when we're talking about a clean machzik Revias, let's say that you started a Netila in this fashion. You don't have a Netila for everybody. Fine. So normally, either you've got a kosher Netila at one time in the cup or not. You can't add water afterwards. In this case, however, you bring Mayim Shniin to wash off the Pasuk for Revias that you got, but it didn't have to be in the cup at the same time. Normally, you can't do that.
It comes from the faucet.
No, it could be that it needs the cup, but it doesn't require Revias at one time in the cup. That's a question already. What do we consider to be Mayim Shniin? And is it really part of the Netila? It's only a din in washing off Mayim that was Makabel to, but as remembers, we're going to see that the din of Revias is unique in that it also, because it was the takana for Tyrus Yadayim, it's never going to become not tar. So if you're utilizing, let's say you're a guy that's down in the bottom over here, you got less than Revias, or less, you started, for however it worked out with whatever shita, that's where it comes from, this business of requiring four, you know, two cups, doing four details, because over there, less than a Revias is actually able to be Makabel Tuma. So if, let's say, it runs up your arm, and now you put your hand down, and it runs down your arm again. So that water itself has to be washed off. So therefore, you wash it off again. But if you start off with the Revias, then there's never a problem. There's no reason to wash your hands again. Because a Revias, a full Revias, is not going to be Makabel Tuma. Okay, but hey, that we'll get to later. But take a look at how many issues Rav Papa managed to include over here and how many of them still remain up in the air for various shitas, which is the classic what we want to achieve here. And therefore, when we say may Revias don't do that, that's going to feel it's not. Rav Shesha says to me, are you guys, how makbid are you on the Tilat Yadayim around your place? Kapdito Amana, are you makbid that you have to have a complete kli, that it shouldn't have any breaks in it? Or a hole. Now the truth is, if it has a hole, kikonis mashka, it doesn't matter if you don't use that part of the kli. The whole kli is nifso. So he said, yes. What's that?
Spell.
Yeah, if it isn't poured from the spell. In other words, any place where the kli is mufchak is a problem if you pour from over that part. But here, the entire kli is nifso. Are you makbir achazuta? Are you careful since the din of a mikveh? Let's say a bottle of ink would fall into the mikveh, so it becomes nifsal. Because the water has to look like water. Are you makbid on that for Netilat Yadayim as well? Achazut. Omalayim? I am. How about Ashiura? Are you makbid on the shir of a Revias? Omalayim? I'm makbid on that too. Now the shaila is where it came from, by the way, that we should be so makbid. What is the mocha? The Rishonim suggest that the mocha is actually maybe Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. the Torah was matban on using a kohen, or even more likely, Tainus the Rashba, on Mayim Chaim El Keli. For the Mayim that you're going to use for Meg Para, we actually, there you have all of these there as well, in terms of Shem Zerkli, Kayak Kafra, and so on and so forth. Maybe that was the Makor of the Salah. We just pick it up out of a hat. Now, there's an Igeri Ami that said that when he asked him about the Shiur, he said, we're not Matbe. So, Igeri Ami, that it was Hachi Amarle. Amona Vachazuta Kapina, we are Matbe on the Kli, we're Matbe on the Mara of the Mayim, and this is even if there's no change in the taste of the water and so on. It's not like we had yesterday Mayim Aroyim. This is pure Chazusa. Hashiura lo kaptina. We're not so marked on the shear. Why? Because the Braita said, it's okay if you use revias, you can use it for afilu l'shnayim. But that's a mistake. Maloney. That's not because you can use less than revias. It's because you're using a revias. That's the point. Shaneata mishum deka'otu mishiori Torah. This is different because when we say you're using the revias for two, again, depending on which pirush of the Rishonim, but it certainly is not that you're using less than revias. We're being makbar on revias. The question is, what is considered to be the use of that revias? Rabbi Itkin, Rabbi Yaakov, minahar pakod, natla bat Rabbi It. Rabbi Yaakov had a public glass holder, container made, so that people could check the size of revias. Everybody's always asking, is revias, is revias? He was medactic to make an exact revias. He had it made as the Bureau of Standards, and you came to Rabbi Yaakov in his town, you could see whether you had a kosher revias. Rabbi Ashi did something in Utsa, but he used a kuza, which is a cheres, like a coffee cup, but revit. You could see it was a difference whether it was a Starbucks area or whether it was a tea drinking area. The Omar Rabbah.
Is it Chazon Ish what shear
it? That depends if you ask the Chazon Ish. If you ask the Chazon Ish, he'll tell you it was definitely the Chazon Ish. Actually, if you ask Chazon Ish, you would never say it. You would never say that. You would say, we are Maratzim. We have to assume that it was, you know, bigger than it probably was.
Do we have any idea of what we're talking about here?
By the way, they have actually found, they have found Shiurim from the time of the second base of Mikdash, which were exactly Reb Chaim does Shiurim. But, like, exactly. V'yomar Rava, Megufat Chavit Shetikna. Let's say you take, remember that in those days the barrels were made out of earthenware, and they had a thick covering which was actually connected to the barrel by sealing it with teat. Plaster. So that thick piece was usually not used as a kli for being mekabel. It was a cover. Yeah. Suppose you actually took a megufat achavit and you were metaken. So in other words, you made in it a concave area that could hold the revias. So the vino over there is, says Rava, no, it's okay if you were metaken it. Notimi menali adai. Tanya nami achi megufat achavit shtikna. As long as you made it concave, notimi menali adai. But a chemat and kvisha, which is made out of leather, is that also good? Yes, if you were metaknam, so that they should not leak water. So then, not only adayin, because those are made out of leather, and leather is often used for liquids. So you may have to seal it with tar on the edges and the seals and so on. But that's a common usage, and there's no reason why that shouldn't be kosher. But to use sak v'kupa, even if you waterproofed it by dipping it in tar and so on, but it's made out of sackcloth, there afa pisha mekablim, even though it doesn't leak, in dotli me'am adayim, you're not able to use that for netilat yadayim. So why particularly is this true? There's a lot of different shitas in the Achronim. The one that is most probable, in my opinion, is that sack and kupa are never used for mayim. And therefore, to do something strange like dipping them in tar is butla daita, it's a koladim, it's not a normal kli. But not that there's something that's unique about megufat achavit. But I mean, the Mishnah Berurah takes on that megufat achavit is something that is sometimes used for Kabbalah, then there's something that isn't used at all for Kabbalah, it's not, doesn't help to be metakid for Gorkin. Okay.
A plastic bag, like a milk bag?
It depends what you hold a kli is. But there's this whole problem of that's what's the shalav of Ramesha. Ramesha Paskin, no.
Plastic bags, not
a plastic cups, even no. He held that they were not real kelim because they're just meant to be thrown away into people's
disposable plastic cups.
Yeah, of course, Yeah, I mean they're the thin stuff you just throw out like a plastic bag. He was makbid on that. He boiled them. Okay, now we get to the serious issues. How about using a handkerchief? You don't have any water. You want a sandwich? Plastic gloves, you know. And now just the details you're dying.
A white? No, that's different.
No. We're talking about gloves.
To hold water for a second and then pour it on.
No. Eat with a glove. Don't touch. That way, I mean, would it make details you dying if you're not going to touch the food? Would the details you dying have to do with the eating of the food, even though you're not touching the food? Boy, that would be interesting. So what's the din? Ma'olech obemapa. Now, today we're also going to have a very clear answer in the Gemara as to whether teach is always right or teach is a jerk. This is a major issue in modern religion. Yes.
My understanding is that it's both.
That's because you're teach.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about from the point of view of a person. So, are we afraid? So the Gemara seems to be taken for granted that the only issue would be the question of the Giyah. In other words, I'm setting up the question not as, is there a din that you need to have Netilat Yadayim because you are eating? The only question is there a chashash of touching? We'll see whether that continues to hold throughout the sugya. Toshma. Because we have to prepare for a circus coming up tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. So when they would give Rabbi Tzadok less than a kebetza of food, so first of all he would take it with a handkerchief. Not lobemapa. Yeah. Not lobemapa. He would eat it outside of the sukkah. And he wouldn't say Birkat HaMazon because he held, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shir Birkat HaMazon is not a kezayit, it's a kebetz. Okay, but no, this whole thing is built around it being pachot mikebetz. But if it would be a kebetz, apparently he would not have been notlo b'mapa. I mean, isn't that the point? So apparently you cannot rely on the mapa if there's a significant amount of food. Since to him, the shear that would have been b'chayit in the Birkat HaMazon was a kebetz. So pachot mikebetz was made guilty b'mapa. So my love, a kebetz, by netilat yadayim. Why? There were three things that it was nagia. It was nagia eating outside of sukkah, which is achilat arai, you can eat outside of the sukkah. It was nagia not being mevarek Birkat HaMazon. And it was nagia not doing a tilat yadayim. So how do you know that all three of them would have been equally affected by its being a kebetza? Maybe ha-kebetza, you would have had to eat in the sukkah. And you would have required to do Birkat HaMazon. But how do you know you would have required more than a mapa? Sorry. So there's no right.
What other shir do we have?
No shear. Who says there's a shear? As long as you're wearing gloves, you don't need to tell you that. Maybe.
Why did he eat outside the sukkah? Why did he eat outside the sukkah?
Because it was less than a shear that requires a sukkah. It was a shear of a pachot mikebetz.
It could have been in the sukkah.
Maybe it was more fun to eat while he was walking around thinking. Whatever.
Aliens, why did he come to the sukkah?
Yeah, but if he held, you were mechuyev. Why? I mean, nowadays, you mean nobody would even take a drink of water out of the sukkah. Why wasn't Reb Tzadok as from as they are nowadays? It was only the time of Reb Tzadok. They didn't know about this. Toshma.
Maybe because he wanted to have something tomorrow.
Anyway, let's bring it right from here. Shmuel finds Rav eating with a handkerchief. He's shocked. Omar le, Avdin Haki? Avdin Kedayin? This is, you're doing right to eat without the tils yadayim. Omar le, without the tils yadayim. Who told you it's without the tils yadayim? It happens to be with the tils yadayim. Except that I am a fastidious person. I don't use my fingers to eat like some people. And datik tzara'alai, so I eat with a mapa. What's wrong? Just because I didn't tils yadayim, but you think I got rid of all the viruses? I wear gloves. Fine. He saw like Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he finds Rabbani and Rabasi eating with worn out chamatot bevloi chamatot. So these are like also worn out rags. And they're eating bread. And yeah, and he's assuming that they're eating without the tilsa daim, which indeed was the case there. Omar, he says, two great men like you should be nirshal in such a thing. You obviously didn't hear the whole conversation between Rav and Shmuel. You must have heard that Rav ate with a handkerchief, thinking it was in place of netilat yadayim. Lito be the Rav and Shmuel, you should make a mistake in such a thing. Hadatik tzarak Omar. Rav said, I'm not eating without netilat yadayim. I'm eating fastidiously. But he was the one who was making a mistake, actually, Rabbi Zeren. He forgot Shmuel's own ma'amar, which is that paradoxically Kohanim can eat without netilat yadayim by using a handkerchief, but normal people cannot. Even if they're so makpid that they eat their chulin b'tahara, that's chat ochle tarot, that they cannot rely on the mapa. Why? It's because of the classic halacha that Kohanim are zrizime, and they are more used to being makbid because they have higher standards of behavior. It's just they have to handle truma and so on. They're used to being extremely careful. They don't touch accidentally. Everybody else is into touching accidentally. I think thousands of times a minute you end up touching your face with your hands and so on. I mean, it's amazing. You take a video, you count the number of things your hands are touching. It's outrageous. So. That was that insane movie. How many times did she claim that? Yeah. How many? 3,000. Something like that. Wow. It was crazy. Anyway. Something wild. So, maybe if we're going to be similar on that as a shear, probably not. But anyway, a coin would never have that problem, right? So, Mamela, actually, Jews, date. Worth Kazora, I guarantee. So, it's amazing, really, the way the level of additional tyrus for Jews, I mean, got them killed because it saved their lives so often in plagues. And didn't realize that it happens to be that Reb Ami and Reb Asi were Kayanim. He's coming from Chutzlaretz, so what does he think about Kayanim? This, because some of the Rishonim hold that this is only when they're eating Truma. Doesn't mean for all Achilas. If they're eating Truma, then they don't have more mock. Okay, that's a machlokes Rishonim. But in any event, he certainly wasn't used to the idea in Chutzlaretz to be, Kohanim, this, what does that mean? Now I got another question. How about somebody who is eating without touching the food because he's being fed? So, Ochel Machmat Ma'achil. So, read the Tilat Yadayim Olam. Toshma, Dravuna Bar Sechora, Avikoi Kameda Rav Hamnuna, Bolam Le Umtza V'Ochel. So, he, Rav Huna, took a little piece of sandwich, thus it says, it's not just umtza's meat, took a piece of his hamburger sandwich, and he put it into his mouth. Rav Huna put it into Rav Huna's mouth. Oh, Marlene, he said to him, but I want you to know something. He loved the Rav Huna. If you wouldn't be such a great man like Rav Huna, don't think I ever would have done this. Lo safina lacha, I would never have given it to you. Now, why not? My time, huh? La mishun desoyev aloy naga. Must be because what he's saying is, I wouldn't rely on another person not to take his fingers. As most know that you're a very special person. You're a zoyer. You wouldn't do that. He says, well, no. How do you know it means that? Maybe it means not that he's a zoyer. He's a zoris. Look at him, Mishun desoyev, and the difference between a zoyer and a zoris, which Rashi goes into here also. Doesn't mean he was a zoyer. I think Rav Amnuna was only a zoyer. Ramuna was a Zoris. He was a Zoris in the sense he must have done the Tilsa Daim before, thinking that Ravuna may give him a piece of meat.
When you open that
hand, here we go. Pull out the hand. He ran. Mashi Yadi Mikora. He said maybe he had done the Tilsa Daim before, but he wouldn't have been Semech on him. Not,
he would say
not to touch Bechlal. What's that?
He would say Bechlal on the Tilsa Daim?
Who? What? What happened? First he thought that he didn't do the Tilsa Daim. And that he was relying on the fact that you don't need the Tilsa Daim if you don't touch. So he knew Rav Amnuna wouldn't touch. Then the Gemara said, maybe you do need the Tilsa Daim, but Rav Amnuna had already washed.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But he might not have made a bracha.
He would not have made a bracha.
Now, Gemina, maybe he ate before, he was in the middle of it, whatever it is, I knew you wouldn't take my sandwich if you hadn't washed the Tilsa Daim.
Okay.
Yeah. Toshma, our Supreme is also not right. Toshma. Yom Rav Zeir Amarav. Lo yitein adam prusal tov piv shal shamash, and we can yodei boshe natal yada. It was the minhag that when somebody was serving, the shamash was serving, you pop food into his mouth every once in a while. Poor guy, you know, what's he eating? Oh, he's looked at all this delicious stuff. You can give him a little bit. No. Carefully, nicely, with respect. So over there, don't give him a piece of bread unless you know that he didn't eat your diet. Uh-oh, you do need to tell us your diet. And another halacha is, a shamash who's been given wine has to make a separate barak ragefen on every cup. Why? Because as soon as he finishes drinking, he can't be sure he's going to get any more wine. So that's what Zohar does, because he's depending on other people being nice to him and inviting him for a cup of wine. But for bread, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Makes a bracha on the first piece of bread. Veinim avarak hako prusal prusal. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Mavarach hakol prusav prusav. So, Omer of Papa, look, the difference between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is not an issue. That's understandable. They're not arguing with each other. That's lo kasha. Hadi'ika adam chashuv. If there's a high-class person in the meal, then the shamash knows he's going to be getting more bread. The high-class person, it's only the nouveau high-class persons who don't pay any attention to the shamash. But a real high-class person, of course, takes care of the shamash. So if he knows that there's somebody there as an adam kosher, of course he's going to be given enough bread. So he'll be given with every piece, he'll be given a piece too. So there he knows he's going to get more. But when you're sitting at a table with the kind of people that don't tip, there's like adam kosher, you never know what they'll do. They can let you starve, but they can't even know you're human. So in that case, it's like adam kosher, so you're lucky to get a couple of crumbs. So what does he know? So there he has to make a brach on every piece. But anyway, what's important to us is, remarkable, huh? Haka amar, ela im ken yodea shenatal yadav. But it says, beferish over here, don't pop a piece of bread into a shamash's mouth unless you know that he washed. So apparently, you cannot be semech on somebody else being ma'achil. No, that doesn't prove anything yet, because a shamash is a unique case. Because a shamash is tarid. Look, this guy's going crazy. He's bringing 50 different orders. He's giving out food to this guy, that guy. He's got a piece of the bread hanging out of his mouth. He doesn't even think about it. Pops it into his mouth. And yeah, he's getting the oil down his back. It's tough. So, okay, a shamash, he's not going to remember not to touch. But maybe a normal guy would. Maybe it's a special dinner, a shamash. Tanarabha, lo yite adam prusala shamash, ben shakos biyado shal ba'alabayit, Shema yare devar kalkala besuuda, vashamash shalom atal yada vasuli ten prusa latochpi. Here, lechora, there's also a further din in what how does you're supposed to deal with a shamash. So here we're talking about the guests at a table, not the bama bayis, not the guy who's paying for the meal. So for a guest to give when the bala bayis is drinking, and they're going to start giving food to the shamash, you may cause the balabait to sputter before shouting at you. I didn't order that steak for the shamash, you know. So, okay, so this guy might be very angry. That's because of a dvar kalkala. He makes shok on his wine. This is similar to the sugi we had earlier, which was bichlal, not to take something away from the table, even not from where the balabait is. And this is also the same halacha, but it doesn't prove anything. Shamash, without netilat yadayim, you're not allowed to give. Now, the new issue that we have, how about the guy who's feeding? The din of the tilat yadayim, is that said on the person who's handling food for eating, or is it talking about someone who's eating food? The feeder. Does the guy who is feeding, in this case, does he require the tilat yadayim or not? Tashva, the tanit ve'menasha, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, isha mitichat yadah achat b'mayim, if it's Yom Kippur, so a woman can do netilat yadayim on one hand and give bread to her young child. Notenet pat livnakatan. And as a matter of fact, there's once a story on Rula of Shamaya Zakein that he was a grandpa and he didn't want to wash netilat yadayim to feed the kids on Yom Kippur. The gazru alav shachar b'shtei yadav. They forced him to wash both of his hands. Okay? Now here, apparently, it's clear that if you're feeding someone else, you need to have netilat yadayim. It wasn't talking about netilat yadayim for feeding. That was talking about netilat yadayim in terms of negovas. It's all different issue. You don't touch food without doing the tefillah yadayim in the morning, because of a ruach ra that shorah layadayim, which is called shivta. That's the name of the ruach ra. And hatam mishum shivta, which is why we do the whole tefillah yadayim, not for eating in the morning. That's what it's referring to on Yom Kippur. But that wasn't our issue. Can't bring a riot for you. Okay. Tashma. Avu et Shmuel, Ashkel Shmuel de Kabach. Shmuel's daddy finds little Shmuel crying. Omale, my Kabachita, why are you crying? Because my Rebbe beat me up. The Machen Raboy. My Rebbe punched me. Am I? What'd you do? The Amali Kasafi de Levroy, Valoma Shita. Take out that word, Yoda, it's a mistake. You fed my kid, and you didn't wash your hands. Oh, says daddy. Terrible. My Loma Shita. Why didn't you wash your hands? I'm like, what, are you crazy? He's eating and I should wash my hands? So, who are Anna Mashina? So his father said to him, you know, it's bad enough that your teacher's a jerk, but he also hits you. Loma Shita de Logomer. No, Mele, he's an Amoris. Okay, she doesn't know the Alocha, but the chutzpah should smack you because he doesn't know the Alocha. So it's lo mistaya de lagomer, it's not bad enough, he doesn't know anything. But mimcha nami moch, he also hits you for not knowing anything. Now that's the way to relate to teachers. V'yolchata halach l'maisa, ochel machmat machil tzarech betilat yadayim, machil ein o tzarech betilat yadayim. Turns halach l'maisa, the guy who's doing the feeding does not require the tzarech yadayim. The guy who is eating, even though somebody else is feeding, does require the tilat yadayim.
The teacher
was wrong.
So
that's what he's saying. It's bad enough that your teacher
didn't wash his hands.
The teacher was yelling at Shmuel for feeding his kid without Shmuel's washing his hands.
Shmuel fed the teacher's kid.
Shmuel fed the
teacher's
kid. But they don't do it kahaloch.
Yeah.
They use the wipes. Yes, dear President, speak in English.
During Yom Kippur, the guy who was feeding was allowed to wash his hands.
That was for Nebuchadnezzar, just said. Touch food when not washing Nebuchadnezzar.
Once a day.
That's in the morning. If you're asking questions to try to get out of your job, it's not going to help you. We're going to wait here until you perform.
The President, please.
Dr. Head of Commissioner. Dr. Head of Commissioner.
That's great. So, rare Adam Basar Ugvinabi mitpachat achat, bavachi lo yunogim zebezet. Continuing on with the issue whether you're allowed to put things on the same counter, same refrigerator shelf, same table. So, we said on a table where people are eating, you know, and both inflation's together. But on the counter in the refrigerator, you can. And this is an even bigger chiddush. You can even put them together into one knapsack, as long as you make sure they don't literally touch each other. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, even on the same table where people are eating, if they're two different guests, let's say in a hotel, so shnei achsanaim, that are not, they're not friendly, that they're going to put their hands in the other guy's food, so ochlin al shulchan ze basar ze gvina v'im choshishin. They can actually eat together on the same table. Says the Gemara, why does it have to be that the meat and the... This is a great question. Why do the meat and the cheese have to not touch each other? What's so bad if they touch each other? I mean, v'chino gea b'zeb is at my hobby. Why can't you just throw them into the same thing without a plastic bag? After all, it's cold. Was it cold?
Yeah.
All right, fine. No problem. So after all, it's cold. Come on. It's cold. I mean, you hit a clip a little boy. So fine. So you don't have to actually cut off a piece where they touch. But hadocha mi lo boy, do they not require at least washing off? So what, you're going to be cynic on the fact that to make it first does, the guy's going to wash it off properly. That we're saying as long as they don't touch each other, it's not a problem. Reb Shimon and Leo Lomer, Shnei Aksanaim, Ochlin al Shulchan Achad, and there's no problem. Omer Chana Barayim and Shmuel, but this is only if they don't know each other. Lo Shana Shem Akirim Zetz, Abba Makirim Zetz Asur. If they have a relationship, then we're Cheshish on the same table for food sharing. Tanya Ami, Ok, Reb Shimon and Leo Lomer, Shnei Aksanaim, Shnei Tarchul Pundek Achad. Take a look at the way the Reb Shimon and Leo's Halakha is expanded in the Braita that doesn't mind wasting a little bit of words. So over there, It talks about Shnei Achsanim and Pundik Yachad, and it throws out what appears to be irrelevant. Throws out one coming from the north, one coming from the south. Who the heck cares where they're coming from? Hell, the point is that they're not coming to the same area that they know each other from before. They're meeting in this inn. So then there's no chashash. They're having a relationship. Strangers. That's the point. Ze baba chichati chato of salami veze. What's that? What? Jim. Zeba bikvinato. One of them comes with cheese. One of them comes with salami. Ochlim al shulchan achad zeba sarve zegvina. V'ein choshishi. V'lo asru ela betfisacha. The only time that we asr it is if it's all wrapped together. You put it in one sandwich, in one container. Tfisacha. Come on, I mean, obviously, you can't mean literally it's in the same sandwich. No, I mean ke'im tvisachat is the pshat. I mean that it should be that without any indication of there being a difference between them, that they should have a separate area. That's what I mean. Obviously, I don't mean literally tvisachat. Is this a function in the relationship? No, let's say you have even two brothers, they hate each other's guts. One would never take from the other. The greatest guarantee that they will not share.
They would sit at the same table.
They're ready to sit at the same table as long as they face opposite direction. They will not touch each other's food. So can we rely on that? Or it has to be that they're strangers. What are people going to say? This became the standard response to unique circumstances. Now, over there, the Gemara was talking about, almost got it. Over there, the Gemara was talking about the din of not making fancy designs on cakes when it's for Pesach. Why? Because many people make fancy designs, take a little bit too long, there's a chash of chimuns. The Gemara asked over there, how about the big Baitis bakery that does everything by stamping it out, takes them no more time to make a regular matzah than to make a pretty shaped matzah that says Happy Pesach with a little design on it. So it just stamps out the matzahs like that. Would that be okay? And this became the standard now. It's like a saying. What? People will say, any types of cakes, fancy cakes on Pesach are usher, except for Baitis Bakery. I'm just, what are people going to say about that? It makes sense to them. You can't do that. You have to make halakha straight out. It's the same thing over here. You're going to say, people are going to say, what, everybody else is not allowed to eat at the same table? Only these two guys? People don't have the level of sophistication to understand that it would be a function of a specific case of relationship. Therefore, it should be also. What about? So, if you're going to say that applies in all circumstances. So when Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, and here, of course, we're coming up to Chol HaMoed, we have to have some Chol HaMoed in him over here. Mi she'en lo ela chaluk echad. The guy only owns one covering, one robe. He's allowed to wash it during Chol HaShomoed. And they're going to say, well, what's this guy doing washing during Chol HaMoed? Nobody else is allowed to wash Chol HaMoed. So why don't we stay over there also? How do you explain that? Nah, that's a special case. Because awesome. Look, nobody else is sitting around in their ketchkes, you know? I mean, they have something else to put on. That's not really what it means. What it means the belt is the proof. Because he leaves the belt. Normally, when a person takes off one chaluk, so he takes off his azor. The azor is a part of the chaluk, and he puts it on for the next thing. This guy doesn't, because he doesn't have anything else to put on with it. So he puts on a bathrobe, being lost, it doesn't require an azor. The azor is what you went outside dressed with. If he leaves it permanently on this chaluk, so then obviously he doesn't have another chaluk. So anybody who sees him washing, is, that's strange. Must be it's all he's got. So they'll understand that if you only have one, this shouts out, I only have one. Bashenkin, there's nothing that shouts out that these two brothers don't talk to each other. The Mela, we have to say that's the general rule by Kolash Sarikin Asurin, the Srika by the Smutorim. Summer of Pop. Haya Arita de Daloi, a noitle mimenal yadaim de lati mikor gavra, vi mikrav lagabi duloi, then, since it's the katubikor gavra, not limimenal yadaim. Vi bzia dulo bekonis mashka mele flyif ubatra botel yadaim. The Omar of a Klisha Nikev, because it's Mashke, and not Limimenali Adain. Omar Rava Klisha Embo Raviyat, Ain't not to be Menalayadaim. Which implies that if it's Machzik, Avo Gavda Letbe. Yeah, that's true, but Lokasha, Halachad, Halachre. The Tanya may Raviyat, not Limliyadaim Lechad, Vafilashnaim. Omar Rav Sheshet Leamim, Kaptito Amona, Omarin, Achazut, Omar, absolutely. Ashiur, Omar, yep. Yes, Kaptina, but Ashira lo Kaptina, because apparently the Shir is not that Meduyak, the Tanya. May Revi'it notum liyadayim lechad v'afil l'shnayim. But that's a mistake, lowly. Sha'ane atam shevdeka atu mishiore taharan, not because it's a kula in the Shir. Akin Rav Yaakov min har pakod natla bat Revi'ata. Akin Rav Ashi behutzel kuza bat Revi'ata. V'yomar rovam, agulfa tachavich tikna, Notum imenu liyadayim. Tanya nam yachi, magufa tachavit shetiknan, notum imenu liyadayim. Cheimat uchafisha shetiknan, notum imenu liyadayim. Sak vekupaf, pishabekablim, ein notum imenu liyadayim. Iboilu. Ma olecho b'mapa, michashina dil managa, olo, tashma, uche shenot nulo, lo rabbi Yitzchak, ochel, pachot mikebeitza, not lo b'mapa, vochlo chutz lesuka, vein mevorech alav. My love, Haka beitza boi netilat yadayim. How do you know? Dilma haka beitza boi suka boi brocha. Where does it say that that it would require netilat yadayim? Tashma, the shmuel ashka l'karav, the kachu b'map, I'm like, what? Abdin kedim. Omar lein, it's nothing to do with netilat yadayim, it's because that iktsara alai. Kisolak rabzer ashka chino l'rabami v'rabasik achli b'valoi chamatot, Amar, trade, Avri, Rabbi, Kavatayach, Lita, but Rabbi, the Shmuel. Don't you know that Rav ended up saying, Adatik, Tzaraka, Amar? Ishtamit, the Omer, Amar, of Taklifa, Baravim, Amar, Shmuel. He tiru mapalo, chle teruma, velo he tiru mapalo, chle tarot. Rabbi, Rabbi, Konim, Avri. Iboil, Ochel, Machmat, Machil. Sarek, Nitilat, Yadayim, Olo. Tashma, the Ravuna, Barzachor, Avikoi, Kamei, the Ravuna, Amnuna. And Bolalayum Saviochil. Omalay, you should know he loved the Rav Amnuna at Los Avinalacha, which I assume means my time. Love that Rav Amnuna at means the Zoya, Volonaga. No, maybe it means the Zoris Kodim, or Mashi Yaramikor. Tashma, Don Rabbi Zerum Rav, Lo Yitena Dam Prozella Tokhiv Shamash, and Lugay Yodea Boshanatabo Yadav. Vashamash Varakal Kokos Vakos. Veinom avarchal kol prusa prusa. Rabbi Yochanan avarchal kol prusa prusa. Papa, look at, look. Don't worry about the part about Rab and Rabbi Yochanan. It's not an issue. One is talking about the ikadim chashu. One is lekadim chashu. But the important thing to us is komakom. Hakomer elin kenyu deyashenatal yadav. Yeah, but that doesn't prove anything because shani shamash the tarid ten rabban lo yitenam prusa le shamash bein shakos biyado. And in fact, and they were guys that they should take Netilat yadayim b'shtei yadav. So obviously, a machil requires netila. Om Rabbi, that's not talking about netilat yadayim for pat. That's talking about negovaser, mishum shipta. Tashma. The Avu de Shmuel Ashkel Shmuel de Kabachi. Om Rabbi, what are you crying? Machin Rabbi. Am I? Om Rabbi, kesafita levroi, velo mashita. Am I lo mashita? Huh? Hu achil v'ana mashina? Hey, says his dad. Lo mistaya de lo gomer, amim kanami mochir. Ve'yulchata ochel machmat machil, tzorech netilat yadayim. Machil, ena tzorech netilat yadayim. Tzorer adam basog vinamim mitpachat achat bufat shlo yu nogim ze bese. Shem begam li olam shnei achsanoim, ochlin al shulchan echad, ve'in chosh, ze basar vese gina, ve'in choshim. Chino gea, ze bese, what's so bad? It would only be tzenin, but tzenin anyway. I'm Rabbi, come on, I mean, eat a klipa, oh boy, it would still require a docha, right? In complete coincidence, Zeba min atzafon, Zeba min adoron, Zeba b'chatichatov, salami, v'zeba b'gvinato, v'chlina shulchan achat, zeba sar v'zeh gvina, v'im choshin lo asru, elo b'tvisachat, sakataitach, obviously, I mean ke'in tvisachat. Omle reviemer b'arshami alei abaye, how about a case where you have shnei achin that are makpidim zelzemao, omrele, understand, what are people supposed to conclude? Kol asrikat asurim, srikat baitas amatorim. I wrote, if that's true, we could throw out other halakas too. Yom Revas, Yom Rav Yochanan. Mishen ala chaluk echad, mutar lachapsor b'chol ha-shamoid. Why? Yom Ru, kol ha-sirikid ha-sirim. Sirikei baitus v'torim. No, that's different. Hatam ha-mar bar-vashi, ezo ro mochiach alav.